There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Let's talk to Anthony in Claremont. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Anthony, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right, Tammy. It's time to take a coffee break.
All right. Good luck.
Anthony, five pop culture questions. Pal, you get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you also, Anthony, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's see what we got.
Sigourney Weaver's performance in The Tempest was interrupted by environmental protesters. She was ushered off the stage, and the protesters were arrested. In 2009, Sigourney played Dr. Grace Augustine, Jake's mentor and an advocate of peaceful relations with the Na'vi, in the highest-grossing movie of all time. What is the name of the movie?
I don't know. You got me on that one.
Oprah Winfrey turned 71 yesterday. What is the list called that Oprah releases every year before the holidays of the gifts that she approves?
I don't know that one either.
Okay, speaking of Oprah, is she worth more or less than $2.5 billion?
Man, it's Oprah. You got to say more.
Post Malone left another big tip, this time $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah after they opened a half hour early for him. What is Pizza Hut's current slogan?
Oh, man. I don't know.
All right. And finally, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are taking their joint comedy tour back on the road. Name one of the four movies they have co-starred in together.
I see the movie. I don't know that one either. I think I went 0-5.
Anthony, you did not go 0-5. Let's have a little confidence in yourself, and let's get Tammy back in. What do you got going on today, Matt?
I'm heading into work right now.
What do you do, Anthony?
I am a weapons contractor for the Navy.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. That's a badass title.
It's a fun job.
I bet. I'm a DJ.
You're a morning radio show host, and I do the same job.
Yeah, but you're better. Come on, let's be honest. Anthony did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
You see, Anthony?
He's got much more important things to do.
Right.
I don't know if it's important. It's fun.
It's pretty important, Anthony. Come on. Tammy, Sigourney Weaver's performance in The Tempest on the London stage was interrupted by environmental protesters. She was ushered off the stage. Protesters were arrested. Lame protesters, too. They just stood there. I mean, if you're going to protest, at least make some noise or do something. In 2009, Sigourney played Dr. Grace Augustine, Jake's mentor and an advocate of peaceful relations with the Na'vi, in the highest-grossing movie of all time. What's the movie?
Avatar.
Avatar. Anthony couldn't remember it. 1-0, Tam. Oprah Winfrey turned 71 yesterday. What is the list called that Oprah releases every year before the holidays of the gifts that she approves?
Oprah's favorite things. I saw the best meme the other day. I'm sorry. It was Oprah Winfrey was saying, how to have peace and less stress in your life. First of all, have $1 billion.
Well,
right.
Speaking of that, and speaking of Oprah, is she worth more or less than $2.5 billion?
Oh, my goodness. God, with her studio, I'm going to say, let's go less.
How dare you? How dare you doubt the Oprah? She's worth $3 billion.
Okay.
Sweet Lord. Anthony knew that. It's 2-1, Tam. Post Malone left another big tip, this time $1,200 at a Pizza Hut in Utah after they opened a half hour early for him. What is Pizza Hut's current slogan?
What is it? Nobody beats the Hut? Isn't it something like that? You can't beat the Hut. You can't something the Hut.
You're you there. You're almost there.
You can't.
Yeah, just go ahead. No one out pizzas the Hut. Anthony just got it clearly. Still just 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are taking their joint comedy tour back on the road. Name one of the four movies that they have co-starred in together.
Baby Mama?
Yes, Baby Mama, Sisters, Mean Girls, and a movie called Wine Country that I wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. All right, so today, Anthony, Tammy,
yeah, I would never watch any of those.
All right, Tammy. Well, you should watch Baby Mama and Sisters and Mean Girls are awesome movies. They're funny movies, bro. Too busy being a weapons contractor, huh? All right, I get it. I get it. Anthony, unfortunately, no money for you today from Tammy, but we got a great prize for you nevertheless, pal.
You have a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kit Moore at Gallagher Square at Petco Park. They'll be here July 19th.
Awesome. I love Kit Moore.
Anthony, have a wonderful day. Again, thank you for your service. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Anthony Increma, and I flunked out from Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.